This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. My guest host every Friday is Sonia Schmidt. Different perspective, different viewpoint on some things. And, you know, we got...
And the same on others, just like all people should be. We should
it's impossible. You are a black woman, and I am a misogynistic, white, Christian... What are they? Christian nationalist guy. I get confused with all the...
Right, I know. Right.
I'm one of those guys, I guess. So I'm told, so...
Whatever. I know, but we can all get along.
They throw those labels out like your point, which is great. All right, we can't talk to them because he's a this. Well, no, actually, you can.
Well, I'm a sellout, so they can't regard anything I have to say either.
Yeah.
I'm a self-hating black person, Negro. So, really, you can't win, so I don't care.
Yeah, I know. I don't. That's the thing, though. And I think that's the thing with Trump and others like him and me, where we go, you know what? You're not really genuine. You're using the ideology. You're using the talking points. You have no clues of what you're talking about. So guess what? Yeah. I don't care. It's really that simple.
Right. But they're like children when you don't care. Then they jump up and down and look at me, listen to me. Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean you don't care? You act like you don't care. Don't you care about these? Yeah, right. Actually, I do, but I care about the truth.
I care about
not
the
about
truth.
What you perceive to be the truth.
Yeah.
You know?
So what is it that our country has gone through that we just seem to despise the truth?
Well, my problem, frankly and honestly, is it's a big problem, but we'll go with one in particular. You know, is we have allowed them. You and I have talked about this in the past. We have allowed them to do this. We have allowed them to make us feel bad, if you would, about being who we are. Right? I mean, they do it with the white kids. Remember, you and I talked about this years ago when you used to fill in for me. And I'd say, what are these safe rooms? Why do these white kids need safe rooms? I don't understand. Now I do.
Yeah, I mean, when emotions work. That's why movies work. That's why, you know, entertainment works. Because people will buy into that. And listen, again, if you take God out of their life, if you take any purpose... whichever, all purpose has been taken away from that generation
for
quite some time. Even people my age who were raised with the Hillary Clinton group of people, purpose has been taken away from them. They don't believe in America. They don't believe in anything that's good and wholesome. They kill babies for sport. They don't have anything to latch on to. So, yeah, they, instead of understanding their feelings, they feel like victims who need safe spaces because the world is so awful. They don't realize that they're the main contributors.
They're the ones making it awful. You know, Zoe talks about that on Thursday nights. And people who listen will say, you know, I can't believe he's saying that. I can't believe that he actually believes that, you know. He'll talk about systemic racism. He wishes you Republicans and you white people would stop saying it doesn't exist, because it does exist. It exists in the Democrat Party. It is kept alive and pumping in the whole nine yards because of the Democrat Party. And again, it's being taught. Can we just be honest about it? I never really thought of it from that point of view.
Oh, yeah. No, and if you take over someone's mind, you don't allow them to have critical thinking, really critical thinking, not critical race theory, but it's still slavery. When you're lying to people, when you're taking their votes and then disappearing, you're keeping them in slavery. When you keep them on the welfare system, you're keeping them in slavery.
Yeah, but you can't make it in life, your people, your crew. Unless the Democrats keep giving them money, you know, because we love you and we want you to be healthy and we want your kids to be healthy. And yeah, sure.
That's what they say. If you ask people what they like about the Democratic Party, they will say, because they care. When you ask them, how does their care, how do you see their care playing out, they don't have any answers for that. But all they can fall back on is, well, at least I'm not a Republican. They're mean, they're evil, they don't know anything about the history of Republicans, they don't know what they do. And now, granted, Republicans don't know how to pitch a good story either. They don't know how to sell what's good about themselves.
Right.
And half of them we can't stand either, so I get it.
I'm not going to let you fly past that. The difference is, we call out the ones we can't stand.
Exactly.
We tell them to go away, leave us alone, stop being a moron. They don't. They
no.
don't care. Look at Feinstein this week.
Oh my
she didn't
God.
Even know what she was doing. I mean, right? You see, you feel the same way I do. I felt bad for her.
I felt bad.
What a bunch of POSs around her that don't even have the compassion for a human being to say, look at her. She looks terrible. She looks what was that Weekend at Bernie's? Right? They got her all propped up and. That ain't right. That ain't right.
And listen, when I'm not laughing at Joe Biden falling, I feel bad for him too. I mean, it's elder abuse.
And mad at his family. All right, we got to go for a break. Joe Biden, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with your co-host Sonia Schmidt when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, look. We are back. Well, we're not. Let's try it this way. We are back. Joe Senior Host. You know, you think I've been doing this long enough. You think I know where the buttons were, right? Because, you know, some people tell me I know how to push the buttons, but obviously I don't know how to push all the right buttons, apparently. I don't know what to tell you. But anyhow, we are back. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host, as she is every Friday. And Sonia, yeah, we've added another radio station to the family. And,
who might that be?
WWPR, 1490 AM out of Tampa. They've joined the GCN family, and they have welcomed the Joe Messina Show onto their airwaves out there. So we thank them. We appreciate that.
Well, hello there.
Hello, yes. Well, what is it there? Like 119 degrees has to be.
Oh,
at least you get a little
global,
breeze off the water.
Yeah,
maybe.
Global,
I don't know.
Warming like crazy there.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least they have a nice beach. No, nobody's shooting at you there.
No?
I mean, we're in California.
We have the beach, but we do have the shootings.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, seriously, it's like, you're going to lie on the beach? I don't know. I've got to find somebody to stand and watch. Then I'll lie on the beach, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really bad.
No.
So, anyway.
I guess they changed all the rules in L.A., so you can do all the, you know, all the crime you want, and there's no bail.
Well, you want to talk about Ice Cube, and, you know, he along with some others said, you know, when you dumped all the bail, you know, here's a guy that was in the business, if you would, you know, he's saying, you don't dump the bail, you know, you're gonna have a crime free for all.
So you gotta ask the question: is this purposeful? Does the left? Answered that
go
question,
ahead.
Didn't you?
No, go ahead.
I totally agree with you. This is not happenstance. This is not virtue. This is not compassion. This is not trying to alleviate racism. This is population control. it's definitely trying to out people.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, in the chat room, they're talking about we just saw Smokey and the Bear commercial. Since when does Smokey have a female voice? I don't know. Maybe, like I said, maybe Smokey's transgender. We're just finding out.
Wait, not Smokey and the Bear. That's the movie. Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, she's female now?
I guess so, you know?
Well, Snow White is now Latinx and don't need a man, and there's no Prince Charming, so why not?
Wait a minute, really? You said the new Cinderella, no Prince Charming?
No, the new Snow White.
Oh, Snow White.
It's not white. It's not white, and she don't need a man.
Well, why don't they name it Snow Black or Snow Brown? I don't know.
Why that might have been, well, first of all, Snow ain't brown unless
or yellow for that matter,
right? Okay. Snow yellow. So, but they could have nevertheless, once again, but nobody's seen it. It's getting panned so bad. Like, when are they gonna learn? They're never gonna learn, because this isn't about money, it's about agenda. I have to tell you that every week, Joe.
I know you do. You tell me every week that I'm wrong, and I agree with you.
But as a good man should.
Yeah, there you go, right? But no, you're right. I mean, they've got megabucks. They got millions of megabucks. And to your point, if they're trying to drive something home, they're going to do it. They're going to do everything they can to drive that point home, no matter what it costs them. And beauty is, it's not working.
Not working, but because they think they're gods, they're God, they owe it to us. To smarten us up.
To straighten
get us
out.
To
yeah,
real.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They really think that they're doing God's work. They really do, Joe. I'm telling you.
But they are, because they recently showed us the evils in Barbie, right, of heterosexuality.
Yes. and how much they hate men.
Yeah.
And it's why, this is the very reason, I've noticed so many new internet shows, yeah, I guess that's what they would be called, podcasts,
yep,
that are very male macho driven. And it's interesting. They're fun to watch. Their humor is fun. They're, you know, drinking brandy, smoking cigars, talking about what guys get to talk about. And I've seen more and more of these shows crop up. I've seen more and more people who are Andrew Tate-like, you know, on the air. And I personally love it. I think that men are taking their masculinity back.
I hope so. You know, seriously. Now, according to the article that I pulled up and went through, I think this is hilarious, right? That they even say in the article that the nastiest thing in the movie, or the real villain in the movie, is heterosexuality. And again, you know, it goes on to say that I guess Ken repeatedly rejected advances by Margot Robbie's Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Barbie welcomes in queer readings at some of her get-togethers. Did you see this movie?
No. I love Ryan, whatever his name is, the guy who plays Ken, and I love Margot Robbie. She's so much fun. But I won't even sit through that that storyline. I can't do it. Even for your audience, I can't do it.
Well, look, even when we were young kids, we always thought Ken was a tad feminine to the rest
Ken
of us.
Was, Ken didn't, yes.
Yeah, I mean, when the G.I. Joe the doll showed up, they were like, yeah, not him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
No, I mean, Ken was always a little effete. But,
yeah.
And Barbie, they worked really hard at giving Barbie a career later on when feminism, you know, took hold. She became a doctor, this, that, and the other. She even got to be black. My daughter was in a black Barbie commercial, now that I think about it, when she was
really?
Yeah, I forget the name of the doll, but it was her black companion. But they don't have to throw out men just to be powerful women. You don't have to dislike men to love being, you know, an accomplished woman. And who's to say what being accomplished is anymore? So in the new Snow White movie, she's such a leader that she has no use for men whatsoever. She doesn't want to be a mom, or, you know, the old Snow White, which I didn't see, but the original one in 1937, she learned to keep house and to be kind of a loving character and maternal to all these other characters. Well, this Snow White is not about any of that. So, she says she only wants to be a leader, whatever that is. A leader for women means no feminine,
no masculine input, so to speak, either.
Right, and no feminine attributes.
Isn't that funny though? Everybody cannot be a leader. Everybody is not made with leadership qualities. Okay, and I don't care if you're a woman or a man or whatever. You know, and especially women today who think that every woman, true woman, is a leader, and you go, no, you're not. No more than every true man is a leader, and we got.
And every woman that may not even be a mom, or if you don't listen, I know some women who have.
All right,
no,
you
got to
hold that. I gotta get you a headset or something. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden taking action to curb sexual assault in the military.
The president signed an executive order today stripping commanders of the authority to decide whether to pursue charges in cases of sexual abuse, rape, and murder. The decision will instead fall to a new group of independent special prosecutors, advocates of military sexual assault victims for years have pressed for such cases to be taken out of the chain of command, arguing victims were too often denied justice. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a ban on incandescent light bulbs begins next week. The ban officially starts on Tuesday. It'll only be illegal for stores to sell the light bulbs and companies to manufacture them, but it won't be illegal to own. The Department of Energy said LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her back on again. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me every Friday to, I guess, to teach me about the Hollywood evils.
I got nothing else.
Yeah, there you go. School me.
You know, I find it interesting, too. You know, I worked there, so I got to see up close and personal how their agenda meant more to them than ratings or likability of characters or anything like that.
Right.
But they definitely have a narrative, just like you're seeing in politics. This has nothing to do with what they're saying it has to do. In writing, they have a saying. They say the thing is never the thing. So when you're watching even politics, what they're talking about is never the thing. They're not talking about being compassionate towards children. This is a huge financial market is changing children's gender. They are going to be beholden psychologically and medically to the field for the rest of their lives. And you have seen how politics and the medical field are hand in hand now.
Oh yeah.
So
they need them. They need the politicos to save their butts.
That's right. And they're trying to nationalize medical care. So understand, when you're watching something and you're arguing about the minutia of kids and this and them, even their safety and what, that's, they don't care about that.
Nope.
They are going to make this thing happen. Because there's money into this is about the global. This is about corporations ruling. This is all this is about. It's one more area of your life that they're taking over. And if they have to kill a million kids to do it, they'll do it.
Yeah, not a big deal. Not for them anyway.
Not a big deal. Listen,
they lose no sleep over stuff like that.
None.
You know. I don't know. Back to Barbie. And you were talking about, what is the other one?
Snow White.
You look at all these Disney classics that they think that they can turn around by interjecting today's social garbage, they're going to get kids to think this way. I don't buy it. I think the parents, I even think these kids so much more enjoy the older versions of these because they're, they're sweet. They're nice. They're not nasty. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about their sweet.
Oh, here
nice.
We go. The entertainment world.
I didn't like my kids watching a lot of Disney stuff because of the wickedness, the witches. There was always witchcraft. There was always some evil, you know.
Yeah, but the evil gets defeated by good.
Yes, that is true. That is very true. It's also, and I'm going to sound a little feminist here, but all we saw were princesses who didn't look like us, so it was hard to connect with, can I be a princess too? So, you know, we always, the images that we got about male-female relationships from fairy tales didn't represent us, and I don't even think
those princes didn't look like me, lady, either. So I mean, I get it.
That's true. You know what? You just made a very good point.
Yeah, there. You know, the some of those princes were on a magic carpet, and I should have been on a magic gondola or something. You know,
right? That's right. Okay, then I will take that argument off the table from here on in. But yeah, I don't. See, it just feels like lazy writing and agenda-driven when they just slap a black or a brown face on it and take away any femininity from it.
Right, but I mean, look at it. I know this is going to sound bad, but seriously, I mean, what little girl didn't think about being a princess? I had all my granddaughters had those big poofy dresses and a wand and four or five crowns that they wore whenever. And I got a picture of my granddaughter at the sink doing dishes with a princess gown on.
Oh, that is so cute.
You sit there and you laugh and I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm a princess doing dishes. Okay.
That's adorable.
What do I do with that? Okay, great. That's what you want to do. But I guess my point is, the swipes at the traditional slash biblical way of living, I don't appreciate. I think it's wrong, and I think it's wrong to support those kind of things.
I do, too. I don't think that it's I do think once your children are a certain age, and possibly the Barbie age child is old enough to do this with, I don't think that it's a terrible thing to go with them to see this movie, because you have to know what you're talking about, and then have the conversation with them afterwards about why it was wrong, what they did, and how they're trying to force a certain agenda down your throat. So that helps them become aware of it as they see it, as they grow up, as they continue to see it, because they are going to continue to see it.
Oh, so, I agree with you. It's tough. It's just, I think, I told you I heard a sermon the other day that really kind of opened my ears to a couple of things that, you know, nothing comes at you in a big way, right? The devil doesn't show up at 45 feet tall and horns and the tails and everything, right?
No.
So we've allowed these cracks over years, over decades, and now certain things are the norm, which are 180 degrees from God's word, and Christians should be looking at that going, no, I'm sorry. You're not going to see that movie, or you're not going to hang with that group, or. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I do think that that's important. But I also think that you can't keep them away from everything. And I do think there's value in having a relationship with your kid so you can go to a movie with them. That sets up a relationship right there. And then you have communication with your kid. I think girls nowadays need to know that being a woman isn't a horrible thing. Wanting to be a mommy isn't, you know, my granddaughter has so many baby dolls. It's not even funny. And it just looks funny to me nowadays to have a daughter who has all these doll babies. And you know, it's very.
But you just said it.
Cute.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a mommy. And we did a story a couple of weeks back where, you know, the millennials are all about. They don't want to have kids because it's too much of a commitment, and it would get in the way of their career. And I'm going, I know plenty of women who have kids and have fantastic
and
careers.
Have careers, yeah.
You know?
And where did we...
It takes work, right? Yeah.
Yeah, where did we come that our career means more than doing the most noble thing that you can for a society? They But listen, I know some women who should never be moms, and thank goodness they weren't. So you got to know who you are. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. But when I was a stay-at-home mom with both my kids, but with my first kid, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I remember going talking to liberals, and they would ask me about what do I do? I told them I'm a mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And they go, and they, you're just a mom? And I tell you, if I had a
you're just a mom? Why didn't you hit them?
Yeah, I don't. How hard did I slap? Yeah, it was an eye-opener. It was one of those things that helped me sort of see what liberalism was. And I was putting two and two together going, boy, I'm not these people.
Just a mom. I mean, just the amount of work that goes into running... I'm running a house, running a home, running, taking care of things, making sure things get done properly. The amount of work that goes into that, I'm sorry. It's at a VP level at some of these smaller corporations.
Yep. And having to be compassionate and loving and kiss boo-boos and, you know, but it is. We're pretty well-rounded people.
Yeah.
And
it's a biblical principle. The biblical principle talks about how strong women, they handle the real estate issues. They handle the affairs of the home and the kids. You go, my God, what makes you think that God has no thought about women?
Right.
Sorry.
When I started Hollywood, my agent said, above all, well, there was two things. He said, don't tell them how old you are, and don't tell them that you are single. You were a stay-at-home mom. And... because age, these people who are supposed to be so open and to different types of people, diversity, and this, don't like old people, and they certainly don't want to know that you stayed home with your children, because a lot of these executives that you're pitching to and talking to and meeting and greeting, their clock, their body clock is ticking like crazy. They have their careers.
Yep.
But they're not anywhere close to being a mom or having a dude in their life.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear that you have had both.
Yeah. Again, amazing. Women should be able to choose anything they want to choose as long as it falls within the guidelines of the Democrat ideology.
That's right.
And they don't even see it. They're so self-unaware. They don't even see it.
No. And they don't see how ugly it is. I mean, I just...
Oh, no, it's utopia
you care
for them.
About women.
All right, break time.
Okay.
Got to go for break. Got to make a few bucks. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there's a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. One of them. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is I bring in people that have a clue. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host on Fridays. And, yep, she's got a clue.
I don't have a clue. I have an opinion.
Okay, well, it comes from you having a clue, I'm sure. No doubt in my mind. Anyway, where was I?
I don't know. We were talking about so many things. We're talking about Ice Cube. We're talking about the NAACP.
All right, let me try that in English. What were we talking about?
We're talking about Ice Cube, the rapper. We were talking about the NAACP.
No, I thought I wrote it down. I had a heck with it anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
But what about this one? You know, I mean, Hunter Biden.
He's got
to look for a job or go to jail. So how long? What do you think he'll be out? 10 days? Can't use drugs, can't drink, needs to find a job.
Oh, he can't do any of that?
No, he's done. No recreation for the boy.
Come on, that's not going to last. You know he's not going to have to do that. The left does not have to play by the same rules
as
we
do. That's true. So, go ahead.
I love the way the left portrays this whole problem with Hunter as Joe is just a loving father has troubles. Yeah. Do you remember when one of the Bush girls got busted for doing drugs and George was just the worst parent ever?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm surprised they didn't impeach him over his daughter acting like him. And then we loved him even more because, at the time, because he reminded us of us. Our kids have problems, too. We can all relate to your kid being a screw-up.
Twin girls. I mean, give me a break. You know you're going to have trouble, you know?
Exactly.
Sorry, but you
this
do.
Is not the same story. This is a kid who was selling, you know, who was in bed with our enemies, and we're and millions of our dollars going to those governments. This is a completely different thing.
Yeah, I do find it amusing. You know, get off the drugs or else.
Get off the drugs.
They should have just, you know, said, look at. Why don't you just come back in 24 hours, because we know you can't stop anyhow. Right? You know, seriously.
Oh, wow. Well, that's why he was probably hiding his stash in the White House. He could get to it when he needed it.
So, hey, listen, I'm hearing that the black community finally has somebody of substance that could be a black president, unlike Obama. And Cornel West is going to throw his hat in the ring.
Gosh. So tell me, what is up with Cornell? I keep seeing flashes of that in the news, but I haven't.
Well, I mean, first of all, he's got to go to a hygiene class. Got to learn how to brush his hair.
You can't hear
a word the man says because you're focused on his crazy hair.
He's an individual. He's very unique.
Unique? Okay, I'll let you do that. Unique is good.
Well, okay. you think Steve Bannon looks like he's going to be in a beauty show?
Oh, no. I'm surprised. Steve Bannon looks like the guy that just cleaned the toilets at the bar. He's out to have a beer, and he's going to go back and finish the job, you know?
A shower before you
go. Oh.
So the look has nothing to do with the intellect, but I don't know what Cornell is doing. I have always found Cornell to be an interesting, unique and sometimes very funny character. So those three things alone, you get a pass in my book, no matter how stupid you are. And he's very liberal. So he's very leftist, sometimes he can make good sense. So when my younger daughter was young, and I could tell she had sort of an interest in politics and stuff, I actually turned her on to Cornel West, not thinking that she wasn't going to see how wrong he was, but just how this guy is an amusing character of the time. And he gives a different point of view, not one that you should adopt, but just a different point of view so you can have some sort of critical thinking. Well, she became a huge Cornel West fan.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't do that lesson right at all.
God.
What's he doing now?
Well, you know, he wants to run. He's toying with the idea of running for president.
Well, I think he should.
Here's the funny thing about this. So they're all coming after Robert Kennedy Jr., right?
Sure.
Now they're coming after Cornel West. They don't want him to run because he could screw things up in the primary and blah blah blah. And I'm going, what are you guys afraid of? If Joe is so good, if he's that man that you think he ought to be, and what they're worried about is that they lose their puppet. Don't you think?
Because both of those guys would blow their cover.
Yep.
Cornell's a part of that system, but not to the degree that they are. And I do think he's a democratic socialist, what do they call themselves? I think he's on the Marxist side.
Yep.
But I don't think that he would be a puppet. Not to the extent that Joe Biden is.
Well, I don't know what he would be able to pull. Well, he'd probably have the AOC crew with him, so he's got five votes there.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely. He's an amusing character. But, they're going to screw up the whole Joe Biden thing.
Reminds me a little of Don King. Are they brothers? I mean, they got the same hair.
Stop talking about his hair. I told you, you do not talk about black people's hair.
Well, listen, I'm sorry, but if you're not going to brush it, I get to talk about it no matter what color you are.
I agree.
Okay? I mean,
I agree.
Both of those guys, you can't tell me, don't they roll out of bed in the morning, and that's what they got is what they got. That's it. Right?
Okay, like Steve Bannon looks like a prince.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he has to take his clothes off to change him in a month. I get it.
There's another guy, Derek, somebody that's always on Steve Bannon's show.
But wait a minute. The clothing thing is a man thing. Men would wear the same T-shirt for 2 weeks solid if they'd have a woman come.
Cornell dresses well. I love the way.
Well, I was going to say though, but Cornell and even Don King, you know, those guys dress to the nines.
They dress.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. I think that they're very unique in their hairdos. He doesn't look dirty. He just looks crazy.
No, that's man. I didn't say that. Yeah. So hey.
And then on the other hand,
somebody sent me a link and said, "Joe, have fun with this." And when I looked at it earlier during the break, it's funny how there's a left-leaning site right now. It's called Nature World Today, right?
Okay.
And they go through and they go through and dispel all the unpopular options on historical figures. In other words, the way they say it is, these people were not the saints you thought they were.
Aww.
Okay, now they have Steve Jobs in there. Well, we know he was pretty high strung, right. Pretty mean to his kids and tight,
right.
You know, that kind of stuff. But then they have Mother Teresa in there.
Aww, right? They couldn't have left her alone.
And the reason that, you ready for this one? The reason they put her in there is when she got very sick, she was flown to a higher end hospital than the people she cared for were flown to. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll give her a pass because I much prefer to have her get sick quickly, solidly, so she can get back into helping hundreds of people where all you want to do is rip it on her.
But it's just that what their idea of good and bad is,
that's true,
change over time. It's their generation who's going, well, that's not fair because that doesn't have, you know, that's anti-poor people. But that's just, that's crazy. When years ago, you would think, thank goodness she had the resources to get better help. To, you know, I just heard the other day that they're going to melt down the those statues. I think the Robert E. Lee statue is one in particular. They're going to melt it down. It's not enough that these kids have torn down these statues and debased them in such a way or graffitied over them. Now they're going to melt them down so they're erased from our history. There is really something sad and miserable about the left, and they can't let it alone. They just can't let other people live.
Let me see. I'll give you a couple of quick ones. Dr. Seuss, because he cheated on his wife.
Oh.
John Wayne, because he had made some racist remarks back in his day, right? Racist for today.
Of course.
Winston Churchill, because of his actions in India.
Yeah,
totally indefensible.
Stuff, yeah.
Charlie Chaplin.
There's a little pedophilia, wasn't
right.
he?
Well, he was. He was dating a 16-year-old girl or having sex with a 16-year-old. Thomas Edison.
I lived in the same town that he lived in Switzerland when he was retiring in Vevey, Switzerland.
Oh.
I actually lived there for about a year and a half.
Yeah, but it's just Martin Luther King Jr.?
He had an affair. It broke my heart when he did. I'm telling you.
Okay, but you know, and yet Jesse Jackson had a baby that he paid for through his campaign,
we didn't find out that
and they don't say a word about him, right?
Right.
See, first of all, it's the hypocrisy, and secondly, for me, it's the perfection that they're perceiving you should have.
I know, but I tell you, I was as a woman, I was heartbroken about Martin Luther King.
Sure.
I was mad for like well over 3-4 years after I found out about his affair. So we do need to be better about.
Well, let's tell the truth about them, but does that negate every good thing they ever did?
See, and I don't even think that should be part of the, you know, that's not what they did that was good. I would rather talk about what they did that was good and understand that people are flawed.
Yep. Well, the names in here would drive you nuts if you saw some of these. But, all right, lady, we're done. You can go heat up your crab cakes now.
I wish. All right, have a good rest of your show, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, you will. Have a great week. And Joe Mancini, your host, Uncle Far. Tom Del Beccaro joins us after the break to talk about the Biden debacle. It's bad. We'll be back in a little bit.
States.